Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. This morning I'm going to be speaking about the great 8th century prophet, Jeremiah. Gerhard von Rad wrote of Jeremiah, "His thoughts constantly revolve around the tremendous bondage in which man is the prisoner of his own opposition to God." Indeed, Jeremiah is considered the prophet of hope and renewal, and the keynote of his ministry is conflict. His name means the Lord exalts or the Lord establishes. In chapter 1 of Jeremiah, we have his great call, his great calling by God. And so it is a very powerful narrative which introduces us to the prophet. He is to speak to the people of Judah, and he is to warn them that if they do not repent, if they do not return to God, then they will be carried off to Babylon, as the northern kingdom had been carried off by the Assyrians in 722 BC. And so the call narrative establishes for us who this prophet is and why God had chosen him specifically for this great task. Now, mind you, the people to whom Jeremiah was called to speak were enslaved to the flesh. They were enslaved to the energy of the flesh. And so this is a very difficult ministry and a very challenging ministry, because he is to speak to those who are unwilling to hear his word. Indeed, Ezekiel is called to speak to the people of God, and God assures him that he would be with him, and that he would make his head harder than flint. And God tells Ezekiel, do not become perturbed by their looks, for they are a rebellious house. Jeremiah is speaking to a rebellious house of individuals. And so in chapter 1, after the call narrative is given, we introduce immediately into the word of the prophet. Verse 13 of Jeremiah chapter 1 reads, "The word of the Lord came to me again, saying, what do you see? I see a boiling pot tilting away from the north, I answered, or out of the north." And so this, of course, is a reference to Babylon. And in verse 13, we have the Debar Yahweh, which has been translated as word, E-B-R, the consonants in Hebrew, and we add the vowels, D-A-B-A-R, or Debar Yahweh. The term Debar is a dynamic term in Hebrew. And so it is called the Debar Yahweh, the word of the Lord. And we have the verb Hayah, that is, the word of the Lord came to me, or literally happened to me. This verb happened in Hebrew means that the prophet has been relieved of his old situation, and he has been transported by Yahweh into a new situation with him other than his previous milieu or situation. And so the whole narrative and its consequences are very compelling in that we are enabled to see into the transition that takes place within the life of the prophet. And please remember that the gifts and calling of God are not unto repentance. God's people were immersed in idolatry. And so Jeremiah begins his prophetic ministry in chapter 2 by stating that Israel has indeed forsaken God. And he goes, he utilizes legal discovery. And he talks about the irrationality of apostasy. And in verse 5, Jeremiah states, they followed worthless idols and became worthless themselves. In other words, we become that which we behold. And this is even more fascinating. This is a discovery in our time of neuroplasticity and what happens to us when we concentrate or dedicate our minds and brains into a particular area. And so we see this here, how ancient this is. We become what we behold. Now, mind you, Yahweh's people prospered as they looked only to him for their needs. And you and I know that we are cured and cleansed when we follow the Lord. But we inculcate to ourselves spiritual damage when we leave the Lord. Jeremiah, in verse 11 of chapter 2, talks about the irrational thinking of the people of God. But my people have exchanged their glory for worthless idols. Now, what is fascinating about the prophet is that at one point in his ministry, he no longer wanted to speak for God. But then he realized he could no longer hold in that which he felt. And so he was compelled to speak for God. And then God speaks to him in chapter 5, verse 14, which reads, therefore, this is what the word the Lord God Almighty says. Because the people have spoken these words, that is, they had transgressed and lied to God, had been unfaithful to God, I will make my words in your mouth a fire, and these people, the wood it consumes. And so Jeremiah did not want to fully engage in his ministry, but he was compelled by God to speak the word of God. Notice what God says, I will make my words in your mouth a fire. And so remember that God's people have completely given themselves over to the sins of the flesh. Basar in Hebrew and Sarx in Greek. And they have turned their backs on the living God. They have listened to false prophets. In chapter 6, the prophet says of the people of God, verse 10 in chapter 6, to whom can I speak and give warning? Who will listen to me? Their ears are closed, so they cannot hear. The word of the Lord is offensive to them, and they find no pleasure in it. This is what happens when believing ones, and notice, Jeremiah is speaking to believers for flesh. They no longer wish to hear the word of God, Paul speaks of those in the eschaton or in the last days who would reject the word of God. They would no longer tolerate the word of God because the word would become offensive to them. They would gather to themselves teachers who would tickle the ear. Because the hard doctrines, the hard teachings of the word of God, these individuals have rejected. And so Jeremiah states, the word of the Lord is offensive to them. They find no pleasure in it. And then Jeremiah states in verse 11 of chapter 6, but I am full of the wrath of the Lord, and I cannot hold it in. God's people need the truth of the word of God. They need the wonderful and powerful truth that only the word of God can bring. And the word of God is the only way to be set free. Jesus said, my word sets you free. You're free indeed. The aletheia, only the truth will set us free. In Jeremiah 23, we read verse 29, is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. Now, here again, God speaks of the efficacy and the power of his eternal word. And indeed, you and I live in a time in which we need to pay close attention to the truth of the word of God so that we will not be deluded, so we will not take in disinformation, and we will not be victimized by misinformation. Truth is above information. Truth is above facts. The word fact is from the Latin facere, which means to fashion. So don't be led astray by the facts. You and I are made healthy by the truth. Paul taught a healthy doctrine or life-giving, nurturing doctrine. And you and I are to be students of healthy doctrine that builds us up. We're to be rooted and grounded in the faith, as Jude states, once for all delivered to the saints. And we are to strive earnestly of the faith once for all given to the saints. Please read the book of Jude. Please read 2 Peter. And so Jeremiah did not want his people to be led astray by delusions in their own minds. He knew that the people of God needed the word of God. You and I need the word of God. Is nourishment to our souls. The word of God heals us. When we are broken, God heals us. The brokenhearted ones. When we have sinned against ourselves, God blesses us with forgiveness. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then leaves a wound. And the wound or wounds that sin leaves in our lives are cleansed by the word of God. So stay close to God. Get a Bible if you don't have one. Begin to learn the truth. Find a ministry where you can be taught the word of the living God, not preached at, but taught the word. The word of God was preached to the unsaved, but the word of God was taught to the community of believers. Please know the distinction. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.